Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Bava Kama has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bitzchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Mrs. Hashem will be learning the Sugyan Samach Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara brings down a braisa. Moed Reb Yehuda holds that there's a chiyuv of tamen, that in certain cases, on things that are tamen, you're not chayev on. As Maidi Rabbi Yehuda lechachamim, and the Gemara brings a bunch of cases. One of the cases is when he was mashal the makom lahagdish chitim v'chipon b'sayrim, sayrim v'chipon b'chitin. Nainu, he was magdish something and he put something else on top. He covered it over. As Rashi, chitin v'chipon b'sayrim, afal pishin leisin rishus l'chitin, ainu mishanam ele sayrim. Frek Rashi akasha, over here he gave rishus l'chitin. As why is he ainu mishanam ele l'sayrim? Da'ama lei loy re'isi ele sayrim, l'fikich noy lizhati ben kol kach. So Rashi, he's not such a pshia, because he could say all he saw was sayrim, l'fikich loy lizhati ben kol kach. Rashi is a big chiddush. Lamaisa, he's a mazik, and he was pasha in a way that he should be chayiv midin mazik. But he could still say, being that I didn't know, it's felt in the pshia a little bit. As memela, he's potter. And the Rabbeinu Peretz says a different pia. Moedi Tochen, he's choylik on Rashi, and learns that such a psoron doesn't pat to you. The Rabbeinu Peretz says that when it's chitin v'chipon b'sayrin, as being that it was chipon b'sayrin, as he thought he was bringing in sayrin, as even though originally he had gave him reshus to bring in chitin, of being that l'maisa right now he saw that there was only sayrin, as he's makabel the shmira, kefi what he sees now, as right now he only sees sayrin, as he's makabel sayrin. As him came, the reason why he's potter on chitin, because he was never makabel shmir on chitin. Originally he said he was makabel shmir of chitin. Say that he was makabel to let him, but once he saw he only brought in sayrin, he was only makabel on sayrin. As a male he's potter. Rashi is muchach not like Rabbeinu Peretz. Rashi holds when you make a kabbalah for chitin, even if he sneaks in chitin and you don't know, abistoy you makabel chitin. It doesn't make a difference. That's called a Kabbalah on Chitin. As Rashi had to learn, the Ptur is Mishum, it's felt in the Pshia Mechayeves. The Gemara is Mamshech. The Gemara says the famous Chiddush of Rava. Amar Rava, Anesin din ezav li'isha v'lam lo hizari boi shal kesefu. Hizikta'i mishalem ez din ezav. Mishundam alay may havi lega boi de zikta. If he gives the Isha dinazov, but he told it was only Shel Kesef, and the Rishonim say he wrapped it up with something that she didn't see what kind it was. And then he told he was giving her Shel Kesef, and really it was Shel Zov. As if he's Mazik Yibiyadayim, he's Chayiv. Namalei Mayhavalei Gabochta Zikte, why were you Mazik? But Pashaba, if she didn't want it, Mishalem Mishal Kesef, Tamrinala Nitirusa de Kaspa Kibbalala, Nitirusa de Dava Loi Kibbalale. As the Ksais in Simon Reish Adigal of Sifkot and Dalit is Masber the Gemara, that the Gemara doesn't mean that there's a Ptur of Inus. The Gemara means the Ptur is because you're not Makabal Shmira, which is Bemis the Lashon of the Gemara. It's a ptur that you weren't makabel shvira. The Gemara's Rai is mevura that way from chitim v'chifim b'sayrin. Zok d'ksayis l'fize anafka minu l'dina. What would happen if originally he gave it to her, was wrapped up, and then afterwards she looked and she noticed? Zok d'ksayis, if the ptur is mishum aynes, as then, right now, you're not an oinus. Are you so wishel zov? But if the ptur is mishum the tirusa de kaspa kibbalala, the tirusa de dava loy kibbalala, it's a ptur because you didn't make a kabbalah, as over here, you were never makabel shvira on zov. As even if afterwards you open up and you look and you see it zov, but you were never makabel shmir on it. As a bezei, You'll be potter. Chutz HaMashayel, the Ksei says over there, if you use it afterwards, and Hashal borrows the chifetz and uses it, as the using afterwards is mara that you makabel shmir on it. But by the other shemim, where you're not using it, as then there's no, it doesn't leave a kabbalah shmir on more than that. As a meila, you'll be potter, even if you open it up. He dance, what's the din by a shemir aveta? Rebish lema by the dalit shemim. The reason why Yechayev is mishum the kabbalah shmir. Chaimefurish and Taisis and Ksubis and Vavam and Beis. Abba, what are you going to do by a shemir aveta? I read the lashon of the Gemara on Vavam and Beis, if we remember, Shibdei Bal Koyche, that over there, he wasn't Makabal Shmira, he lifts up the Chavetz, and the Torah says, you're Shemran at Bal Korcha. As do you say over there that because he's Meshavdei Bal Korcha, you can have a tour of Loi Kibla Lei, Havi Bishleim, when you're Makabal the Shmira, as whatever you're not Makabal, you're not Chayev on. But over here, the Torah was Mechayev you in the Shmira. It wasn't Mishum the Kabbalah. That's one tzad. And the Ksai says, or maybe not. He doesn't explain what the other tzad is. Moed Yitachin, you could explain that even though the Torah was Meshabed Yubal Korcho, but the Torah was Meshabed Yubal Korcho, what a person is normally Makabal. But over here, if a person, when they see only a Dina Shel Kesef, that's all they're Makabal, as even though when they think it's a Dina Shel Kesef, that's all they're Makabal, but and over here it's Bal Korchoi, but Afilu Hachi, being that the normal thing is a person thinks it's Shel Kesef, if you took it and really it's Shel Zav, you'll be Potter, because the Torah was Meshabed you, if you were a normal person, is Makabel when he picks up something. This is the Sveikas of the Ksais. This is the Mahalach of the Ksais of Emes. It's very meduyik in the Gemara that way. The Teptur is that it's a, he wasn't Mekabel the Shmir, and Alpizeh, the Ksais is Tuchadushim Medina, and Oinus afterwards, and Shemra Aveda. However, there is a little bit of a deik in the Gemara. If the whole Teptur is that he wasn't Mekabel the Shmir, as how come by a mazik biyadayim, the Gemara has to say words to explain why he's Chayiv? The Gemara says, the Amalei, my havile gaboch da zikte. If the whole ptur is a chsan in Kabbalah Shmira, as when you mazik be a dime, it's not shaykh ptur of Kabbalah Shmira. As what's the lashon in the words of the Gemara? My havile gaboch da zikte. As you have to say that avada the Gemara was nachis, that there's a ptur of oinus. Sak the Gemara, my havile gaboch da zikte, there's no ptur of oinus. Now the Ksais is just saying, and don't say, Masha ain't claim Klapi Shmira, it's an Oinus. No, Klapi Shmira, there's another Ptur. This is the Pshat in the Gemara, the Fi, the Ksais. In the Mordechai, in the Rei Zayin, the Mordechai has an interesting Shaila. Our Gemara talks about Adina Kesef, Adina Zav. As the Mordechai brings the Raya from here to a Saif, someone gives a person a Saif to watch. And the person thought it was a Pashat Saif. Because he's mechuyev kvi the shabbos of a regular sayif in the street, and afterwards it was nisbar that the sayif was a very special sayif. It was a miyuchadik sayif that has a very high price. As what is he chayev? Is he chayev? Is he not chayev? As the Mordechai sushels it to a sugya, and the Mordechai says the same way by dina kesef. You thought it was dina kesef, then it turns out shel zav. The halacha is by mazik biyadayim yichayev and shomim yipater. Who are then over here? The Yamshel Shleiman Simen Lamed Dalid is Choylik. The Yamshel Shleiman says you could be Mechalik between the Tzir over here and the Tzir of the Mordechai. Why? Because in our Gemara it's talking about where the Bailim told him it was Shel Kesef. As being that the Bailim told him it was Shel Kesef, then we say Shel Kesef Kibla Lei, Shel Zav Loi Kibla Lei, because the Bailim was mad to her. The Bailim fooled her. Of in the Tzir of Saif, the Bailim didn't say it was a Pashat of Saif. As you went ahead and made a mistake and you made an assumption. That doesn't pater you. When do we say you're pater? When the Bailim was Makavel, the Shmira, when the Bailim was mater you. But over here, the Bailim wasn't mater you. Does Tainet, the Yam Shal Shloima, Amelis Chaylik Ludina on the Mordechai. Shach, in Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Ayin Bey, Sifkot and Mem, is Matre the Tzad, this Taina of the Yam Shal Shleima. He says, no, Pshan in the Gemara is not that it's Hoyta Osoy. As Be'emes in Taisis Divri Amasol Mi Manchi, Taisis is a question on the Sugya. And Taisis says, you know, a person should be asked a daita that the reason why they didn't tell him it was Shel Zav was because they didn't want they knew people don't take Shmira from Zav. As a male, you're not an oinus. As you see in Taisis, that the Isha already was Nachis, she could have a Havamina to know that maybe it's really Shel Zav, maybe he's fooling her. As I say, you can't say the pshat in the Gemara is that you're fooling them. And so the shachtaina is a meili yag is on the yam shel shleima. The ksais is matcha the taina of the shach from Taisis. The ksais is in reish adig aleph sivkot and dalid. Taisis says, Taisis is just explaining why you're not an oines, but avada he still was matter. She can't say she's an oines because she should think maybe the bailim isn't telling her the truth, but he avadi still matter. La maisa, he told her, was shel kesef. Abatoich advarim in the shach, when the shach is handling the shail of the Mordechai, the yam shel shleima, the shach is medamit to an even yakar, that if you have an even yakar, and you give it to someone, and the person doesn't know what the price is, as he comes back and he says, you know, I didn't realize how that it was a price, that this was a very even, this was a big even yoker. Avadi is chayiv. Yesh loden on the shach's raya from an even yoker that you could be mechalik. In our Gemara, the Gemara is talking about where it's two different kfatzim. There's a dina kesef and a dina zav. As he thought he was mekabel chayvetz of a dina kesef, and now you're telling him really it's a dina zav. As then the Gemara says, Adaita dehochi loy kibul, the pshat is, you never were makabal the chayfetz of Dina Zav. You thought it was a Dina Kesef. Aber, who adin by a sayif. You thought this was a pashat a sayif, and then it was a sayif yoker. What's a pshat a sayif yoker? It's made very well. It's a different sayif. The metzias is, a sayif yoker is a different metzias. Masha'en came by a even, where you see the Evan the way it is. Just you're not a mumcha. You don't know the value of Avonim. As over here, you can't come back and say, well, I didn't know it was a valuable Evan. Hare, the chayfetz that was in front of you, you makabel to be shamer. Bishlema, when he gives you a chayfetz that looks one way, as you could say, I wasn't makabel a different chayfetz. That's a tainus p'tur. When you got the chayfetz, you can't just say, oh, I didn't know what the value was. That you don't see in the Gemara. Because when do we have Yisrael in the Gemara that he wasn't makabel in it? When you gave him and he thought he was getting chayfetz A, and you gave him chayfetz B, a different chayfetz, then he could say, I didn't know I was being makabel that. But if you gave him the chayfetz, grada, he didn't know what the chayfetz was, avada, you don't see in the Gemara, there's such a tainus p'tur. As over there, Eliba de Kuli Alma, Vadi Yechayiv, Kefi, the real Shavius. Even the Mordechai would be Moida. It's Nitche, the Raya of the Shach, from Evan Yikara. Rashi is a kasha on the Sugya, and how could you say Biyadayim? We see in the Gemara that if you're Mazik Biyadayim, as then you say, May have a lega beida zikte. Frek Rashi, why is it different than Mashal Mokum Lechaveiro, Lehagdish Shoyrim, Vigdish Chitin? Over there we say your potter. So Rashi, Lo Masik Bi Yadayim, Ela Poshaya, Kedachsiv, Kisei Seyes Me Atzma. Because over there we're talking about where it's not a Masik Bi Yadayim. Frek the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz on Rashi, Hare Anukaimulon Ishoi, Mishum Chitzyoi. Azei bazei, why aren't you a mazik biyadayim? Hare ishay mishum chitziyay. Thus frekt the Rabbeinu Peretz. As to be miyashiv Rashi, l'chayru you could say in Rashi, that Rashi holds a gewaldige chiddush, which you see in Rashi and other places also. Memes the sheet on that base is a question that if Isha is Mishum Chitzoy, as how come the Mishnah on that base is Maina Arba of his Nezikin, the Fi Rav, one of them is Adam, and one of them is Eish. If Isha is Mishum Chitzoy, as Adam and Eish is the same Mazik. As Azaz Shaila advises that even according to the Mandiyam of Isha is Mishum Chitzoy, Aber, it's not Mamish Chitzoy. And the Hezbollah Advarim of Nachum said, Pir Rashi and Davchov Bezam and Aleph, that Rashi over there is Mavur, that the Gemara says, what's Pshan in Rish Lakish that's Cholik on Rav Yechanan? Rav Yechanan holds Isai Mishum Chitza, Rish Lakish holds not, Zokt Rashi, Zokt the Gemara, because Lav Mikoichoi Ka'azli is Mazber Rashi, the Eishag Lechas Miatzmai. As if Nachum was Medayik Rashi, Meduyik in Rashi, the way we look at an Eish that's Chilek in Mazik is that it's not the Koyach B'chlal. It's not called you're doing the Hezek, it's not your Koyach. Well, as what's the Chiddush of Ishay Mishum Chitza? You have to say the Geder the Xeris Akosiv is, even though Be'etzim it's not your Maisav, Afilu Hochi the Torah was Mechayev you. As a Bezei, it's a Mechudish Diga Adam HaMazik. As does Zok Rashi over here, it's a Peshayak, Dechsiv Kisei Seyesh Miatzma. And even according to the man, the Amavisha Mishum Chitzoy, of it's a Xeris Akosiv that it's called Maisa Biyadayim. Only when you do a Maisa Biyadayim, Mamish are you Chayiv. Over here is not a Maisa Biyadayim. Mashengen Rashi will learn like the other tzad of Isha Mishum Chitzoy, that Be'emes, when you do a Maisa Avara, what happens afterwards is called your Maisav. It's called Koichoy. As what does the Gemara over there mean? Lav Maisav hu zok derach, because the Ruach is Moilech. As what's the Chiddush of Isha Mishum Chitza? You would have thought that the being that the Ruach pulls the Eish, that's not called your Maisav. Kamash Malon, that being that you put it up to the Ruach, whatever the Ruach's doing is Ki'ilu, you're doing it. As Kum Techoyse Kamash Malon is it's Mamish Koichoy lefi Reb Yechanan. It's Mamish Maisav. As if the Kamash Malon is it's Mamish Maisav, Frek the Rabbeinu Peretz, it's Tumyutu Maisav Bnei Adam, that is Chayiv. This is the Gemara. Yeah, and they go for a second, a little Nakuda Nagarita. There's a famous Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi said, Al Pilis Gemara, Achidesh La Locha. One time he went in one of his places, and he went to a hotel, and they thought he was a Pashta person. He came late at night, he knocked on the door. They treated him by Ifin Shal Bizayin. They didn't treat him with the proper cover. They put him in a Zaytika place. They didn't give him food. And then Chassidus Rebbe came with a whole bunch of people. And they were makabel him, Amish Beseva upon him Yafis, even though it was the middle of the night. Later on, the Balabas heard this Chassidus Rebbe came in and he sat down. And the Beis Halevi was sitting in the corner learning. As the Siddur Shereba got up, oh, Beis Halevi, Godol Ador, he ran over to him. So the Balabas almost chalished. Here he was Mavaza, the Beis Halevi, the Godol Ador, he didn't know. He came over to the Beis Halevi and he said, you know, I'm sorry, please be meichel me. So the Beis Halevi said, you have to understand the Avla you did. He said, Bish Lema, if you didn't know I was the Beis Halevi, but you treated me like a normal human being. Zay bezay, you have a tiny sptur. He said, Lamaisa, you treated me like you shouldn't treat anyone. Somebody, Yid knocks on your door, do you mefazi him? You put him on the side, you don't give him food. You have to treat him like a mensch. Zay bezay, don't come to me with a tiny kilo. You didn't know I was the Beis Halevi. Bishlem, if you treated me like a normal person, Toiv, you didn't even treat me like a normal person. Doshte nunzi gemara. Zebezei, now Yechayiv, even though you didn't know it was the Beis Halevi of Yechayiv, Yehamazik v'yadayim. As the person says, how could I get Mechila? I said, come to my house, see how you're supposed to treat a Yid for Tkufa, and then come back and I'll be Mechil you. The Beis Halevi Taina, that's Pshat in the Pasik, that the Shvatim Taina by the Mice of Shechem, that an Avela also be Yisrael, v'chein lo yasa, when Shechem was man is Dina. What's the double Lashon? Zok the Beis Halevi. Bish leima goi ketayna, an Avela also, Bas Yaakov. He doesn't know what Bas Yaakov is. Aber v'chein lo yasa. No one does such things. Even if she's a Pashta person, you don't do such things. As then you'll be Nitva, even if you didn't know it's Bas Yaakov, but you'll be nitfana Bas Yaakov, because v'chein lo yase, it's not a thing to do. See the base of Levi Beit al derech Musa from the Gemara. You might have a big yisayit in life for all of us, that we're going to come with tainis turim and tainis aynis, but if you do something where you're a mazik v'yadayim, ain lecha tainis aynis, ain lecha tainis p'tur. As thus is the Gemara. The Gemara is mamshich, and the Gemara says, Amir Abshamis Milsa de Reb Yehuda v'layadanu mahi, Amir Shmov v'layada Abba mahi Shmiel Reb Yehuda mechayim al niskei tamen be'esh, Osu takonis nigzol be'ishoy. That they made a takonis nigzol be'esh. The shaila is, what's pshan in the Gemara? What's by Sharma Zikin? As is a diak in the Gemara. The Gemara only says it by Eish. The Gemara doesn't say it by other mazikim. Oh. As the Rabbeinu Peretz learns, that Enochinami, it's only by Eish, because Eish has a din of Ishai Mishum Chitzyai, as it's a Adam Amazik. As they say, it's Dumya Tetakonas Nigzal, that it's a Adam Amazik. The Mulchamis is Mavur not that way. The Mulchamis learns that Takonas Nigzal was even by Ishai Mishum Mimainai, when it's Koyuloi Chitzyai. Tainat the Pnei Yeshua, he has a raya from the Raisa. Why? Because the marker of the Takonis Nigzal Be'esh is in the Raisa. The Raisa speaks, the tzir is, he has a raya diak from the Gemara. Because the Lashon of the Gemara is, L'Reb Yehuda de Mechayev al Niskei Tomen Be'esh, Asu Takonis Nigzal Be'ishai. The machlokes Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan is by what kind of eish? Right, the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel says that eish mishum chitzay. There's no machlokes Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan. If asu takonis nigzal other nish, because eish mishum chitzay, there's no ptur of tamun. As what's the lashon of the Gemara? Shami leil Reb Yehuda the machayev al niski tam beish asu takonis benigzal. Says it's muchach the Gemara is talking about kol yulei chitzay. And afilu hachi, the Gemara says, asu takonis nigzol beish. So you have to know what the Rabbeinu Peretz will do with the raya of the Pnei Yeshua. And the Rabbeinu Peretz brings a raya from a Gemara on Mem Vav. The Gemara is talking about a shir of shor, where it's mazik apara that's mul beres. And the Gemara says, is a ptur of maitzi mechavel v'raya. As why? Because you don't know if the Uber was there or not. Aber meishna, meinaf kemina. L'choira, you should do takonis nigzal, and you should make a shvu and take it if you don't know. V'moid yitzachin, nirmban, the Pnei Yeshua will be mechalik. As the Rabbeinu Peretz answers, l'shitaseh, over there is niskei mamin. V'moid yitzachin, nirmban, the Pnei Yeshua will be mechalik, that over there, we're talking about where you did one maisa mazik on two different chfotzim. And the suffix is which chayfetz, were you mazik this chayfetz or this chayfetz also? As over there was no takonis nigzal. Takonis nigzal is when you stole and you took things and we're not sure what the value is, but not over there. So this is the shaylo. The Rabbeinu Peretz learns only by Eish, because Eish is a chetz. But the Ramban is mavur. No, it's even by Shamam and Hamazik. Ishay Mishum and Moinai also. Gemara is Mamshech, and the Gemara says, Boya Meimar, Asu Takonis Migzol, Bemos, Bemoiser, Oiloi. Libidaman the Yamaloi Din the Gamiloi Tivoiloch, the Messirus Namiloi Dainoloi. Hakiti Bark, Libidaman the Yam, the Dainon Dina de Gami, Zasu Takonis Migzol, Bemoiser, Oiloi. So over here, Frek the Rabbeinu Peretz, Frek Tais and Daf Nandala, the Shaila. The Fida Man the Yama that's Dain Dini Garmi, it's a regular Adam Amazik. If it's a regular Adam Amazik, why shouldn't they do a Takonis Nigzol? As Taisis and Daf Nandala, the Rabbeinu Peretz boys from here, the Garmi is the Rabbanon. Frek the Ksois and Shimon Peches have gotten involved. Peseda, but after the Rabban were Mesakin, you should say Tiknu Rabbanon Kein Daraisa. Why is it different than other Rabbanons? You should make a Takonis Meiser. Actually, you could say Takonis Meiser is a Knas. as a gather of Gzeira L'Gzeira, two Derabbanans you don't make. So here also, being that the whole din of Garmi is a Derabbanan, and the whole din of Takonis Nigzal is a Knas, is did they make a Knas by a din Derabbanan, other Nish? Thus is Taisus. However, the Ramban in Dine de Garmi learns that the din of Garmi is Chayev Midaraisa. As the Fi Ramban is the Gzeya Shver, what's Pshan in the Gemara? As the Ksois in Shin Peches, if Cotton Vav brings down from the Ramban, that the Ramban answered that Shani Hochu, even though it's a Mazik Daraisa, but it's not a Mazik Biyadayim. In fact, the Ksois might not come in if it's a Mazik Biyadayim or not. Lamaisi is a Mazik, he's Chayev Daraisa. He should be Chayev. As L'chayim, this Ramban is a great Samoko to Yisoid of the Birchus Shmuel. The Birchus Shmuel says that even according to the Mandiyama, that Garmi is Chayiv, but it's nish the vote that Garmi is Makkah Behema Yishalmenu. It's Nichlal in the Parsha of Adam HaMazik. It's a Naya Mazik, a Mazik from Garmi, Misfar is Chayiv, but it's not Nichlal in the Parsha of the Torah. Rabbah Be'er Boided from Namuki Yosef, Amem Chesam Ebeis, the Namuki Yosef over there says that even though Garmi is Chayiv Ba'adam, but Garmi de Behemtai is Potter. Because we only find Garmi by Adam HaMazik. If Garmi, according to the man Yom, is Chayiv Daraisa, is a regular Mazik, what's the Makom to be Mechalik? If you learn it's a Mechudish Diga Mazik, it's not Nichlal in the Parshas, then Garmi was only in Eschadish by Adam, not by a Behemo. Al Derech Zeh, the Ran in Sanhedrin that Fayin Zayin says that Garmi is only Chayiv by Mazik, but you're not Chayiv Beretzicha. If the Mandiyam of Garmi holds, even though it's not a Maisi B'Yadayim, if it's Kilu the Adam did it, as why shouldn't you be Chayiv in Ritzicha too? Ablefira Bovez, the Chzei Gishmak, Avada Garmi is a lower level Mazik. Oh, Asim Kinem Advarim is the Chzei Gishmak, the Ramban. Needn't over here is Garmi is a lower level Mazik. Did they make Takonis Nigzel by a lower level Adam HaMazik? The Chzeis himself wants to explain the Gemara. The Rebbeinu Tam says, "Dach bayo kishamoisa machish esanimsha." Tosis brings down dumya de nigzel b'shvuas. As he wants to say, the ksois is shein upshat that lefider Rebbeinu Tam. Thus is the shaila. You find two takonas. The takona of nigzel is even when he's machish. The takona by eish is only when he's not machish. As the shaila is moisa chomer kinigzel? Is even when he's machish or not. Thus is the shaila of the Gemara. The next Mishnah gets Yotzu mitachas apazik vihizik is chayiv. As there's a machlekes tesis and daf samach, and the Rambam in Perek Vov choyvelu mazik why you chayiv. The Rambam learns you chayiv midin adam hamazik. Nachrenim tanya, that's Rashi. Also, it's Tosis. Yes, on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph on Rashi. Rashi holds over there, Isha Mishnah Mamayin is only Chayiv when it's your mama, and he asks from this Mishnah of Getz Yotza Mitachis Apatish. Avagav de Mistama Mavkale, he's Mavkar it afterwards. He doesn't care if he owns the Nitzaitis or not. Because why you chayiv? If the Rashi will learn like the Rambam that it's an Adam Mazik, it'll be good. But Taisis and Daf Samach is choylik. Taisis and Daf Samach says that it's not an Adam Mazik. If it was an Adam Mazik, as what is it doing in this perek? This perek is the chiyuvim of Eish. As must be the chiyuv is Mishum Eish. And Taisis over there is Mazbir. What's the needin if Getz is an Adam Mazik or not? Or an Eish. He says it's totally what the Tzir of Getz is. If you learn about it's an Adam HaMazik, we're talking about where you hit it, and the spark went out straight and was Mazik, as then Avada, you're Adam HaMazik. That's Koichoy. The Tzir of learning it's Eish is because we're talking about a Getz that was Yotza, and the Ruach was Moilechit. If the Ruach was Moilechit, then you have to come on to the Chiddush of the Parsha of Eish. As Tosis is Medayik, that it's mashma that over here we're talking about midine eish with a ruach. As therefore Taisus says it's talking about where it's not an adam amazik, it's a eish. The Rambam and maybe Rashi will learn that it's an adam amazik. Why is it in the perik? Rabbi Yukatayno Balabatish, the Perek is bringing in down all dinim that kilu hazekim that happened with Eish. As it brings down this air also, even though it's a Adam, but it's kilu malakir, all the chiyuvim, which are midin Eish.
The Mishnah says, Ein hagoinif achar haganif mishalam tashlumi kefel. Loi hatoveach, loi hameicher achar haganif mishalam tashlumi arbo v'chamisha. Rashi explains that a gainif achar ganif doesn't pay kefel because it says v'gunav mibeis ha'ish v'loi mibeis haganif. The Rav in Mishnayis also says that the reason a gainif achar ganif doesn't pay tashlumei kefel is because the pasuk says v'gunav mibeis ha'ish and we remayit v'loi mibeis haganif. Rikiv Eger in Tosfos Rikiv Eger there explains this drasha al pi the Gemara later on, Samach Tes Amid Beis, which says that a stolen item isn't considered to be in the Rishus of the Bailim anymore. Rabbi Yochanan says that neither the Bailim nor the Ganif are able to be Magdish the Chayfetz. Zeh lefi she'eina shaloi. The Ganif can't be Magdish it because it's not his, and the Bailim can't be Magdish it lefi she'eina b'shusai. Therefore, it's not considered mi beis ha'ish, and the second Ganeva isn't Mechayiv, the Ganif, Petashlume Kefa. The Tosfos Chadashim in Mishnayis is oimed on the fact that both Rashi and the Rav explained to us the part of the Mishnah which says, Ein HaGoinif Achar HaGanif Meshalam Tashlume Kefa. But they aren't Mefarish, the section of the Mishnah which says, V'loi HaTaveach Le'amecher Achar HaGanif Meshalam Tashlume Abba V'chamisha. Why Be'emes is he not Mechuyiv to pay Dalet V'hei? The Tosfos Chadashim says that in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara is Mefarish, the Mishnah, which says that a person who steals from Hegdish is Potter both from Tashlumei Kefel and Tashlumei Dalet Vehe. Although the Miut of Re'eyu only is said by Tashlumei Kefel, once we subtract the Tashlumei Kefel, he would only be Chayiv Gimel V'dalet, and the Torah says, Dalet Vehe. The Tosfos Chadashim says that the same line of reasoning would explain our Mishnah. Once we're memayit a Goinif Menaganif from Tashlumei Kefel, any additional payments would be Gimel V'dalet rather than Dalet Vehe, and the Torah was not Mechadesh, such a type of Tashlumei. He concludes, though, T'mihani, that if this is actually the Biur in the Mishnah, why didn't the Gemara explain this in Perek Meruba and instead wait to teach it to us in Bava Metzia? He remains with this kasha. In order to avoid this shverkeit of why the Gemara didn't mention it here, if this is the beer of the Mishnah, we can be miyashiv the original kasha of the Tosfos Chadashim in a different oifen, based on a ktsois in Siman Lamed Daled, Sifkot and Gimel. The Ramah writes that a Chiluk imaganif is not nifsal le'edus, and the tumim is matmiya why a chiluk imaganif isn't nifsal le'edus. He says that a koifer bepikadon, someone who was given an object to watch and then turned against the bailim and kept it for himself, is nifsal le'edus. The tumim argues that if a koifer bepikadon who received the item beheter and then decided to keep it against the wishes of the Bailam is considered a ganif who is nifsal le'edus, we should say that a chaylik of a ganif who got the item l'chatchila be'iser should certainly be viewed as a ganif and be nifsal le'edus. The ktsois is miyashiv, the psak of the Ramah, by saying that be'emes a chaylik of a ganif is not worse than a kaiver b'kon. The reason for this, zokt the ktsois, is because when the Gemara in Bava Kama is memayit a gainif ben aganif mitashlume kefel, because it says v'guda mebeis ha'ish and we darshin v'loi mebeis aganif, it isn't merely a miut on tashlume kefel, that there's a tenai in tashlume kefel that it be removed from the beis ha'ish, but rather it defines the yesod of gneiva ugzela. The ktsais says that if the item is no longer found b'shus habaylim, the lavin of gzeilo gneiva don't apply. Memela, since a chelik imaganif is coming after the item has been removed mi beis ha'ish, he's taking it from the ganav, he isn't being over an isser of gzeila at all. Therefore, he remains kashal eidus. On the other hand, a koifer bepikadon is considered to be a ganav because he brings a taisvis who says that beis ha'ish doesn't only mean the house of the actual baila, but rather any area which is under his rishus, memela. When Reuven gives his item to Shimon to watch, although it is found in Shimon's presence, that is still the beis ha'ish of Reuven, because Shimon is acting as his agent. When a shomer decides to no longer hold it for the Baalim, but rather to take it for himself and be koifer in the pikadon, he is in essence removing it at that time, mi beis ha'ish, because he's taking it away from the place of shmira ba'ar ha'baalim to himself. Since he is the one who is removing it, mi beis ha'ish, he's considered to be a ganef and is nifsal le'edus. Once we learn from the Ketzos that the chisarn of mi beis ha'ish not being b'shus ha'baylim isn't solely a condition for tashlumi kefil, but rather a tenai in the whole isser of geneva, we can explain that if the person is tevech u'meicher achar aganef, he doesn't have to pay dalad v'hei for the same reason that he doesn't have to pay kefil, namely, erez nishkin ganef. The Gemara in Bav Metzia, though, is dealing with someone who stole an item from Hegdish, as is Mavur in Rashi, Bamitziyah Nun Vav Amud Aleph, on the Mishnah. There, the Mishnah taught us that you don't pay Dalad Vehe, and the Gemara is bothered that the Miyat is only on Kefil. How do we know that he doesn't have to pay Dalad Vehe? Zok the Gemara, because Torah says Dalad Vehe, Vle Gimel Vedalad. If you subtract the Kefil, then the remaining chiyah will only be gimel v'dalet, and the Torah is only mechayev a person dalet v'hei. Only over there, where the miyut on the kefil is simply that, a miyut on tashlume kefil, which has to be paid dafka to re'eyu rather than hegdish, is it necessary to come up with another beer as to why a person wouldn't pay dalet v'hei? On that, the Gemara says, because tashlume dalet v'hei amarachmana v'loy tashlume gimel v'dalet. Masha'enken, in our Gemara, where the reason for not paying kefil is because it lacks the shem of a ma'isa geneva in Gansen, there's no need to tell us a new reason for not paying dalet vehe. Although this mahalach would explain the Mishnah l'shitas haktzais, we'd have to explain it a little differently to the mazbe the Mishnah aliba the shitas hanasivis, because the nasivis in simin lamadalid sifkotin hay, while agreeing with the Ktzais that a Ganef ben Aganef isn't a Ganef at all if he doesn't alter the Chayfetz, he nevertheless disagrees with the Ktzais and says that if the Ganef Sheni is Eichel the Kneva or is Meshanet, he is not only a Mazik, as the Ktzais says, but rather we can Mechayev him for having stolen the object, since now it is not even shaloi of the Bailam Harishainim. A number of Achrainim, amongst them the Imre Moshe in Simon Lamed Beis, Ois Vov, ask that if when a person is Mishana, the Chayfetz, he is Mechuyiv Mishum Gneva, although it had already been stolen by an original Ganev, how would the Nesivus explain the Mishnah that says that a Tevech Meicher Achar Aganev isn't Chayiv Tashlume Dalet Vehei? L'chare, the act of Tvicha is itself being Meshana the Chayfetz, and he should be Mechuyiv Dalet Vehei for his Maisa Gneva and Tvicha Umechira. The Imre Moshe is Miyashiv the Nesivus by saying that although a Goynef Ben Aganef who is Meshana can be Chayiv Mishum Gneva, that is only on the Keren. But the miut of Nibesa Ish for Beis Haganef, which is Memayat Kefel, Kolzman, the item wasn't found Bebeis Habailim at the time of the Geneva, holds true even in a case of Shinai. The only difference between when he is Meshana or when he isn't Meshana, Ladas Hanasivis, Zokt Dimri Maisha, is that if he isn't Meshana the Chayfetz, then Misvara, he's not a Ganef. We don't need a miut. he simply hasn't changed matters. Whereas when he's been Mishana the Chayfetz, then since now it's Ein Shaloi, he certainly has Tur'uf with his Maisa Gneva. And on that we have a Gzera Sakosav of Vigunav Mibesa Ish, Mibesa Ganev, that since it wasn't Biyad HaBailim at the time of his Gneva, he can't be Chayiv Kefel. But Ein Achanami, it's not a miut on Karen as the Ktzais understands, but merely on Kefel. Once the Imre Moshe explains Shitas HaNesivus by saying that even in a case of Shinui, the Ganef Sheni isn't Chayiv Kefel, it's no longer Shver on the Nesivus from the Mishnah, because once the person isn't Chayiv Kefel, there's also not going to be a Chiyiv of Dalet Vehe. However, if we explain the Nesivus Bedarkoi Shel HaImre Moshe, that he remains a Ganef, yet there's a Gzeres HaKosov to pater him from Kefel, then we'd have to explain his p'tur from Dalet Vehe on the basis of Tashlume Dalet Vehe V'loy Gimel V'dalet. And then the Kasha of the Tais Chadashim would be Hadra L'duchte. Why didn't the Gemara feel the need to teach us this in Merubah, but rather wait to the Sugya in Baba Metzia? In order to avoid this Kasha, L'das HaNesivis, we can explain the Nesivis B'darkoi Shel Ha'evena Ozel. Rabbi Zalman in Perek Aleph of Geneva Halacha Yedalad says that the Nesivis who disagrees with the Ktzois in a case where the God of Sheni made a Shinoi certainly holds that he is not merely a Mazik, as the Ktzois says. But on the other hand, Zogt Rabbi Zalman, we never see in the Nesivis that he's Nidoin as a Ganef. Rather, he's Nidoin as a Gazlan. So long as the God of Sheni isn't Mishana the item at all, Rabbi Zalman would learn the Nesivis the same way that the Imre Moshe learned the Nesivis. Dahainu, that Misvara, he hasn't changed matters, and therefore he isn't a Ganef at all. But in a case where he's Mishana the Chayfetz, and we pater him because of the Gzer Sakosav of Viguna Mibesa Ish, V'loy Mibesa Ganef, the Imre Moshe learned that it's merely a p'tur on Tashlume Kefel. Aber a Ganef Bleibter. Whereas according to Rabbi Zalman, the miut of Vaguna Mibesa Ish V'loy Mibesa Ganev, even according to the Nesivis, is a total hafkah of the Shem Gneva. The difference of opinion between the Nesivis and the Ktzais is that according to the Ktzais, Vaguna Mibesa Ish V'loy Mibesa Ganev is a miut sai on Gneva and on Gzela. Whereas according to the Nesivis, it's only a miut on Gneva. But a Gazlin can be Chayiv even if it is not in the reshus of the Baalim at the time that he steals the item. Memela, Avadi is going to be Chayiv Karen, but there aren't going to be any additional Chiyuvim. If we follow the Mahalach of Rabbi Zalman, Bedas HaNesivis, we can explain the Mishnah, Ladas HaNesivis, Bedoime, to the way we explain the Mishnah, Ladas HaKtzois. The reason a Goynev Achar Ganev isn't Mechuyev Tashlume Kefel is because it says v'gunav mibeis ha'ish, which teaches us that if the item is no longer v'rshus habaylim, there is no chiyuv gneva. Memela, he can't be chayiv kefel. The very same reason applies to dalad v'hei. If one cannot be mechuyiv mishum gneva, there can't be a chiyuv kefel, nor can there be a chiyuv of dalad v'hei. There's no need to come on to a special diuk of Tashlume Dalet Vehe, V'loi Tashlume Gimel V'Dalet, as is necessary in the Sugya in Bab Metzia. To summarize, the Tosfos Chadashim in Mishnayis asks that the Rishonim only explain why the Mishnah says, Ein Hagonev Achar Haganev Meshalem Tashlume Kefel. That is, because there's a drasha of V'guna Mibeis Ha'ish, V'loi Mibeis Haganev. The Rishonim aren't masbir why the Mishnah says, Ve'ein hateveach u'moicher achar ganef mishalom tashlumei dalet vehe. The Tosfos Chadashim is mitaretz that once we subtract kefel mikoyach the gzeres hakosav of v'guna mibeis ha'ish v'loi mibeis ha'ganef, we can no longer be mechayev him for the tvicha mechira because it would blibe a tashlumei gimel v'dalet and not a tashlumei dalet vehe. As the Gemara above Mitzia says regarding someone who steals from Hegdish, that there's a Gzeres HaKosav to pater Tashlume Kefel, and once he's potter from kefel, we cannot be mechayev him. Dalad vehei, because dalad vehei amarachmana v'loy tashlumi gimel v'dalad. He himself, though, raises a kasha on this pshat, that if the reasoning for our Mishnah is based on this drash of dalad vehei v'loy gimel v'dalad, why didn't the Gemara teach it to us in Baba Kama, but rather wait to the sugya in Bab Metzia? We can be miyashiv the kasha of the Tosfos Chadashim based on the aside of the Ktzos, who learns that the miyat of v'guna mebeis ha'ish v'loy mebeis ha'ganef isn't merely a miyut on tashlumei kefel, but rather it's a hafgah on the ganze shem of ganef v'gazlin. Once an item isn't b'shus ha'bailim, you can't be over le'signov or le'sigzo. If we understand the gzeres hakasav of v'guna mebeis ha'ish v'loy mebeis ha'ganef in that manner, kumtois, that the very same miyut which patters him from kefel will patter him from dalad v'hei as well. Therefore, the Gemara didn't have to come on to the diuk of tashlumei dalad v'hei v'loy tashlumei gimel v'dalad. The Nesivis disagrees with the Ktzais, who says that if the ganav sheni is oichel the geneva, he still isn't chayiv mishum geneva, but only because of mazik. The Nesivis holds that if he eats the chayfetz or he's mishanit, he isn't merely a mazik, but rather he has stolen the chayfetz. Because now, not only is it ena b'shusle of the Baal Merishayinim, it's even ena shaloi. We mentioned two drachim in understanding Shitas Hanasivis. The Imre Moshe says, b'das Hanasivis, that as long as he doesn't change the item, then it's pashit that misvara he isn't considered to be a ganef or gazlan, because nothing has changed through his action. Where he's mishana the chayfetz and has further removed it from the bialim by now making it ena shaloi, there would be a sevara to be mechayev him. On that we have the gezeres hakosav of the guna v'beis ha'ish v'loy v'beis ha'ganef to pater him from tashlumei kefel. According to this mahalach, we'd only be able to explain that the reason he doesn't pay dalad v'hei is because once we subtract the kefel, it would be a chisarn of tashlumei dalad v'hei amarachmana v'loy tashlumei gimel v'dalad, and then the kasha of the Tais Chadashim would resurface. Why didn't the Gemara teach us this in Baba Kama and wait to the sugya in Bab Metzia? On the other hand, Rabbi Zalman is Masbir Shitas Hanasivis by saying that Ein Achinami, if he doesn't alter the item and nothing has changed, he's Potter Misvara, like the Imre Moshe says. But where he is Meshada the Chayfetz and now has further removed it from the Bailim because it's no longer Shaloi, we dash in the pasuk of v'guna mebeis ha'ish v'loy mebeis ha'ganef to teach us that if the item isn't biyad habaylim at the time that he takes it, he's not chayiv mishum gneva at all. Regarding chiyuve gneva, the Nesivis doesn't argue on the ktsois. He also holds that it's a miyat and a hafka on the ganse shem ganef. Where he disagrees with the Ktzais is that he believes that this miyut doesn't apply to chiv gzela. Once an item is no longer b'rshus habaylim, you can't be chayiv mishum le'signov. You could be chayiv mishum le'sigzel. And a gazlan is never chayiv kefel. If we accept Rabbi Zalman's mahalach in the Nesivis, then we can be miyashiv the Mishnah, even ladas and Nesivis, b'doyme to how he explained it according to the Ktzais. The very same miyut of v'guna mebeis ha'ish v'loy mebeis ha'ganef, which is memayet achiyev of kefel, also is memayet achiyev of dalad v'hei, because it teaches us that once the item is no longer b'yad ha'bailim, you can't be chayev mishum ganef, only mishum gazlan. And a gazlan isn't chayev kefel or dalad v'hei. There's no need for our Gemara to make a diuk of tashlumei dalad v'hei amarachmana, a raya to this chiluk that geneva must be from rishus habaylim, whereas gzela needn't be rishus habaylim, is brought by the Brisker Rav from a sugya b'metzia chavam mebeis. The Gemara there says, "Amar Rav, ro sela shenofla, notel lefnei yish amanas legoizla, over bekulon shem le'sigzal shem hashev teshivim." For Ektor Biskarov, why does the Gemara use a lashon of gzela? Kipshutai, he isn't taking the selah with the knowledge of the person who dropped it, but rather he's taking it shalai b'yidiyasai. If so, it should be referred to as geneva. Zokta Biskarov, since when the person dropped it, it's no longer considered to be b'shusai, one cannot be considered a ganef if he takes the item, because v'gunam yabesa ish v'lam yabesa ganef. On the other hand, in gzeila, there is no such condition. Memela, the Gemara zok, that a person who would take this would be considered a gazlan. This hanocha, though, that something which is lost isn't considered to be v'shus habaylim, is be'emes shonim machlekes, the Ramban and Balamor, Dafir Chesam and Aleph, and Dafir Rif to Baba Kama. The sheet of the Balamor is that if a ganef tells the person he stole from that he's willing and ready to give back the item, it's considered to be Bishus HaBailim, and the Bailim can be Magdashit. The Ramban and Melchames disagrees and says that since it came into his Rishus through an act of Gzela, it is not considered to be Bishus HaBailim till he actually takes possession of it. The Achreinim are Masber, that the Balamor holds the definition of Bishusay is if you have Shlita over the item and you can do with it as you wish, Memela, so long as the Ganev is willing to return it and follow the direction of the person who he stole from, it's Bishus Habaylam. On the other hand, the Melchames holds that since he has achieved Kinyonik Zela on the item, it isn't Bishus Habaylam because of those Kinyonik Zela. Only after he's meshiv the gzela, then it becomes back b'shus habayla. The Achreinim assume that a dover, which is nevad, should be tully in the same machlekes. Ludas habalamor, that the definition of b'shusay is that you have shlita over the item, then chayfetz ha-nevad, where you have no shlita, can be deemed ena b'shusay, and therefore a person wouldn't be a ganef if he took it, but only a gazlan. Mashenkin, if you hold like the Ramban, that Rishus isn't dependent on Shlita, but rather what's Mafkia Rishus Habaylim is Kinyanik Zela, we should view a Chayfetz HaNevad as being Rishus Habaylim, because there are no Kinyanik Zela to anyone else. Nevertheless, if we say Bidas HaRamban, that the Ramban certainly requires Shlita, like the Balamor, he only adds that Kinyanik Zela are also a problem, and even where the Baal Marishayim has Shlita, because of the Rotzen of the Ganef to be Machzirit, he nevertheless holds that till we're Mafkia the Kinyonik Zela, it still is Eina B'shusai. Then, the Briskerov's Vort in the Gemara Mitzia would stim even in Shita Saraban, because a Dovra Ovud, which is something beyond the control of the Baal Marishayim, is considered Eina B'shusai, Aliba de Kula Alma.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.